Is it mostly people from around here?
Yeah. It's a commuter school. It's local people, valley people. Some people even commute from Brownsville or Harlingen.
What about your close friends? What are they like?
Let's see. Well, I've got a variety of different types of close friends. One of the girls I grew up with and went from first grade on is a Mexican-American, Nella Rae, and she's one of my best friends. I don't know what to say they're like.
I mean, you know, are they interested in the same things you are?
Yeah, pretty much so.
Do they work with the yearbook? Is that the group?
Several of them have gone away to school. I have one good friend that lives in Austin. And this Nella lives in San Marcos and is going to school there. My roommate that I live with now, I don't live at home, I live in an apartment, is from Weslaco. She was born and raised here too.
And so most of the people you know are from, you know, around here. Have you traveled much?
I used to go on vacations with my parents when I was little. And I've done a little bit of traveling in Texas myself in the last couple of years. But as far as out of state, not very much.
Where did you go on vacation with your parents?
Colorado, New Mexico. Those are the only places I remember. We went to California once when I was real little, but I don't remember that.
Yeah. And where do you go in Texas?
Oh, gosh. Oh, I've been to Big Bend. I've been to Amarillo. I've been all over Texas. Texas is a big place. When you go on vacation in Texas, you don't always have to leave it.
True. Do you belong to any clubs or any organizations at school that you like a lot? Or anything?
No. Well, I'm the president of the press club at school, but it's pretty inactive right now.
What does that do, the press club?
Well, we try to bring down speakers and from media, different types of media, newspapers, things like that, just to talk to the members so we can learn more about the outside world.
And you said you don't go to church a lot now.
No.
Where were your parents born, you know?
My father was born in Oklahoma. Let's see, what town? I can't remember the name of the town. My mother was born in LaGrange, Texas. That's pretty much midway between San Antonio, Austin, and Houston. It's in Fayette County.
You don't know where your father's born?
I can't remember the name of the town in Oklahoma. Somewhere in Oklahoma. Well, he didn't live there, but about, 5 or 6 years of his life, and then he moved to San Antonio, Texas, and he lived most of his life there.
When did he move down here?
When he was in the service. I guess he was probably about 19 or 20.
What about your mother? When did she move?
She moved here when I think she was a freshman in high school. She moved to Raymondville, Texas.
Where is that?
That's,
Canada,
north, no, it's in Willacy County, north east of here.
When she was a freshman in high school.
Uh-huh.
What does your father do?
He's not living.
When did he die?
5 years ago.
What about your mother?
She works at the school at Pan American, the secretary in the library.
Do you know about their education?
No. Yeah, both of them just have a high school education. My mother's gone to college some here in the last 5 or 6 years.
But where did they go to high school?
My dad went to high school in San Antonio, and my mother went to high school in Raymondville.
In the public schools?
Mm-hmm, public schools.
What about your grandparents, your mother's parents?
My mother's parents, let's see. They're from Texas too, but I'm not sure where, around Waco, that area, is where my grandmother went to school in Waco. She went to Baylor and got her degree there. And I have an uncle, or she has a brother who went to Baylor and got his PhD, and then another one, I think, who's a minister. He's a missionary down to Brazil. But my grandfather just had a high school education, and he was in World War I, so he never did continue with his education.
Do you know what he did?
He was a farmer.
Okay, I'm coming up on this 23rd Street.